Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Scott Hum here. You know, hum. Anyway, I am glad to be back, and I want to thank especially a lot of people, Colin Collins, Romeo Hill, Juliet Greystone. In fact, Juliet did a wonderful job. Josh Lipto, by the way, as well. She did a wonderful job guest hosting, so good that we have offered her her own talk show. And her talk show is going to be, and we may or may not keep this time. I kind of like it. It's interesting. It's going to be tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 hour from now, 10 p.m. Eastern. And it's called God's Everlasting Love Radio with Juliet. And Juliet Greystone is going to talk about Bible verses of hope in these trying times. And speaking of what you and me are going to be talking about, you and I, if I were to talk correctly. First of all, I want to quell the rumors. No, I did not have a nervous breakdown. I just needed some time to re-energize and take some time off. And if you have not heard Romeo Hill and Josh Lipto and their shows, they are available at rightwingmedia.net. I'm going to also address the the big white elephant in the middle of the room. We did have some changing of the guard with regards to rightwingmedia.net, and I'm not going to mention the person. I'm not going to mention their company, but we had to distance ourselves from them for their benefit, for some interpersonal reasons that I just cannot go through here. And with that said, I am really amazed because there is just so much going on. In fact, if you go to rightwingmedia.net, you can see, by the way, you can also see Josh Lipto trying to get you to go to his Instagram account. I've gone there. It's cool. He's playing around with simulcasting, and it is very, very cool. The other thing that's very cool, you've also got a link. It doesn't look like a link. It just looks like an ad to get free at-home COVID-19 testing. Every home in the U.S. is eligible, according to the lovely Biden administration, to order 4 free at-home COVID-19. These are where you get the results about 15 minutes later, and see if you're going to die. No, you don't see if you're going to die. You're going to get to see if you're sick. The tests are completely free. You can get up to 4 of them, and if you order from any address, nobody else at that address can order them. So just click on that link at the top of rightwingmedia.net. Orders usually ship in 7 to 12 days. Order your tests now so you have them when you need them. That sounds just so frightening, and I guess it may be. But what is even more frightening is some of the things that's been going on. Whoopi Goldberg of The View got COVID. Let's see who else got COVID. I don't know. I mean, oh yeah, she got it after going to a drag bunch without a mask, partying her posterior off in Miami Beach. So yeah, I shouldn't be laughing. You know, we really shouldn't. But the Democrats got a dose of their own medicine, it looks like. And it's kind of ironic that she does a non-traditional type of party, a drag brunch. I can only imagine how ugly the fake women were at that drag brunch. That's enough to make you sick. What may also make you sick, and this is something that came out about a week ago in Pure Wow, many parents feel like they're being gaslit right now. And PureWow, a little website and magazine, is probably not far from reality. By the way, if you're not far from reality and you want to jump in the conversation and you're listening online, call us. 516-666, that's frightening, 9806. Once again, 516-666-9806. Jump over to rightwingmedia.net and you can hear the various stories we're talking with. Our first caller is Mr. Romeo Hill. Romeo, how are you doing? And again, I want to thank you for covering for me while I had a few weeks' time off there. Romeo, you are live, in case you noticed.
Oh, hey, Scott, we miss you, man, and welcome back. I could be doing better. I think I've got a common cold, but I'm okay right now.
For you, it would have to be an uncommon cold. You know, I mean, I don't think anything about you is common.
Well, gee, thanks. I mean, says the one that likes AOC and her barista.
Well, you know, I would definitely love to stir her coffee with any straw or thicker appendage that I could provide.
Speaking of AOC, did you hear that she had a supposed false rape charge filed against?
Who she filed against?
I think it was one of the guys that was supposedly that was doing the January 6th insurrection, or one of those guys. I can't remember.
How convenient.
But yeah, she allegedly claimed that she got raped, supposedly.
Well, actually, you know, some people say there's a miscarriage of justice going on, which is not too far from rape. But what do I know? I'm just a humble little journalist. And I'm glad that I'm just a journalist, because I would be upset with some of the things going on, and feel free to jump in at any point. According to Motorious, oh God, that's a bad pun, new law will install, and it will probably install kill switches in all new cars in about a year or two. Your government at work. Speaking of cars, Yahoo Sports says NASCAR doesn't approve the Let's Go brand and cryptocurrency sponsorship of the Xfinity Series driver Brandon Brown. Well, I guess it's not Let's Go Brandon, but, you know. Let's see, the new COVID variant, IHU, discovered in France.
Hey, at least it's not Let's Go AOC. I mean, come on.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
I'd rather have Let's Go Brandon than Let's Go AOC.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, as the British would say, she is a gore. But there's
a Tusk. Big boy word.
Oh, yes, that's good. There is a problem that is being tracked now. Tim Pool mentioned this several days ago. Democrats are retiring en masse, sparking fears of a red wave in 22. But another, and this is also Tim Pool, another left-wing professor is even more freaked. He's predicting U.S. will be a right-wing dictatorship by 2030. And some Democrats are trying to ban former President Trump from holding office so he can't run in 2024. And, you know, also you've got some other issues going on. For example, according to Heavy Duty Country, a woke author's extreme lies about the kid. And of course, we're talking about, I don't know who we're talking about. Yes, I do. Let me go ahead and pull it up. I wanted to say Wayne something or other. No, it's not Wayne. It is, who's that kid who, Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah. So, Kyle, maybe he is being, you know, getting a lot of things slammed at him, including people wanting him to drop out of Arizona State University to pursue law degree or nursing. I mean, heck, he might do both. Los Angeles Times. Now, this is something that really aggravated me. Almost as much as the insider that had alleged Trump spent January 6th anniversary watching Biden and Pelosi on cable news and was enraged. you know, I get that, you know, but at least he wasn't calling on a insurrection to go on. But according to the LA Times, they suggest you get vaccinated and relax, and it's looking what like we might all get COVID someday. Romeo, doesn't that just sound to you like they are trying to make people chill out about COVID?
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about like how Trump was supposedly rioting, causing riots, and all these Democrats worrying about stuff. It's a smokescreen. And you forgot to also mention, too, that you allegedly had a spy on your computer.
Yes, we did here at the studio office. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was because of that episode you did about a week ago, suggesting that Trump may have known about and been compliant to some degree with COVID. Hey, who knows? Wouldn't surprise me. It was well constructed, although we've got enough programs and applications on our systems, so we were able to take care of that hours ago. But, you know,
it's just called smokescreen, Scott. I mean, you got to think about this. It's smokescreen. The Democrats want the vaccine. They want to mandate it. They want, you know, COVID to be the big, ugly bogey monster under the bed. It just, again, this is all what they are doing to distract us from what they might be doing. Like I said in my last video, 2024, Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Did you say Hillary Rotten?
Wicked Witch.
Did you say Hillary Rotten Clinton?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Instead of Rotten, Rotten. That's good. But anyway, what did she do this time?
She's running. I mean, she's going to try to run again. So this, if you can imagine, all this COVID stuff, all this smokescreen of take your vaccine, wear a mask, be a good sheep. It's smokescreen. They're going to try to possibly maybe cheat again.
Well, you'd mentioned that Hillary may be running. That was really just a year or two ago. From National Review, Dick, you'd think I would remember a presidential advisor's name. Dick Morris was one of Bill Clinton's top advisors. He said there's a good chance both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will run against each other in 2024. But then again, you know, who knows? But I love reading the stuff that comes in, especially from National Review. They had another one along these lines, and just like you were saying about the smokescreen, Dr. Rachel Walensky, she's head of the CDC, I guess. She's dodging questions on how many U.S. COVID deaths are actually caused by COVID. And the Supreme Court, Fortune noted this one, is basically blocking Biden's nationwide vaccine mandate on legal status. But hey, what does Biden know? The Associated Press noticed he shied away from news conferences during year one. Let me click into this article and tell you guys this.
This is good.
Yeah, they claimed.
Let's get straight up on this. I mean, COVID, you can basically, you have a 99% ratio of live chance. The death tolls that you hear are not true. So let's look at, like, I've done my research a couple of days ago, and I realized that, guess what I looked into when I found it? Most common deaths were kids with underdeveloped health problems. Or
underlying, too,
Underlining the health, bad health problems, senior citizens, children who yet are not able to fight any virus, that would be like babies, young born babies. All of these kind of deaths are the ones that are being talked about.
But no wonder
they're not
seriously
they're not
no
really
wonder
talked
Biden
about
is
it.
Well, I got to jump in. No wonder Biden is shying away from news conferences. He spent about, according to the AP, about 28% of his time out in Delaware relaxing. But this is a problem for you, right? That they are,
it's a big problem.
That all of them are together in it, probably.
Well, what agitates me is that it's not only Biden. I mean, he's hiding. Why do you think he's been called hiding Biden? He's hiding. He's allegedly hiding in Delaware doing what? Possibly, potentially sniffing little children. Allegedly.
Oh, he's not sniffing little stiffing. Oh, that sounds worse.
Come on.
He's not
Scott.
Sniffing little
children. Crying out loud. Crying out loud, Scott. You sound like one of the Biden supporters that are, oh, no, he's not doing it. No, he is.
I'm being sarcastic.
There has been allegations of it. He is got allegations against him for it. So, you know, we got a piece of the puzzle that fits both sides here. Trump may be a bad guy because he's possibly got his hand in the cookie jar trying to literally take out China. Biden's got his hand in the cookie jar because, well, guess what he's doing? He's potentially sniffing little kids. And he's hiding, and he's running away from people. And, oh, and here's the best part. He gets mad. He gets so mad when a reporter tries to catch him on a supposed lie or a lie that he has said about COVID-19. And same thing with Raggedy Ann. Raggedy Ann and all these Democrats, again, I'm beginning to wonder, Scott, which political party do we believe in anymore? I don't think we can trust the Republicans or the Democrats. You might as well be a constitutionalist. A constitutionalist, because at this point, the Republicans have screwed up by, if it is true that, you know, Trump had his hand in the coronavirus, and then Biden is doing nothing but playing doctor with all these fake, like Dr. Fuji Apple kind of people, people like Dr. Fuji Apple out there, Dr. Fauci.
Fauci.
Dr. Fuji, who allegedly, again, knew about the virus. And Scott, please tell me, this is really, really weird, isn't it, that Dr. Fuji supposedly had some ideas that the masks supposedly were not going to help?
The
shots weren't going to do anything?
And it's just like Axios noted about...
Do anything.
Yeah, like they noted in Axios about Rand Paul being slammed by Fauci over his personal attacks. You're distorting everything about me. Everything's being distorted by him anyway. And just along the same lines, got to mention the Telegraph in the UK. Scientists believe COVID leaked from Wuhan lab. Well, we know that's possible, but feared debate could hurt international harmony, and that disclosure would likely endanger the physical or mental health and safety of individuals. I mean, it sounds like there's a threat if you even discuss it.
There is. And you just said it too, Scott. I mean, think about it. No, bro. You just said it. Right after maybe an hour later after my podcast, the British people came out with an article saying supposedly that what we were saying was true about the Wuhan virus being connected with a lab. And guess what? It's going to get exposed more and more. I said, this is just a little bit of the smoke screen. We're kind of getting a little sneak preview of how much smoke screening the Democrats love to use against us. Because, like I said, Dr. Fuji or Dr. Fauci, think about it. Dr. Fauci can't make up his mind. He's doing the Fauci pokey.
Oh, yeah.
He's a clown.
He is. And, you know, the other thing is Reuters is suggesting another round of impeachment attempts Fauci, but actually against Biden. Oh, did you hear this one on Neckshark? This is going to be about as bad as some of the other things going on. For example, like the smart guns that are, according to Reuters, coming into the firearms market. I mean, hey, we're going to have our cars shut off if we drive crazy. Now our guns may not fire if we're not the licensed owner. I don't know. I have some issues with that. But the thing that this sounds crazy, though. This invention is even crazier. According to NextShark, Japanese scientists developed special ostrich masks that glow if the wearer has COVID-19. So, and they're selling them. So basically, apparently ostriches are kind of dirty birds, and they not unlike many
like politicians. Biden?
Oh yeah, and I was thinking more Pelosi, but
I was thinking AOC, Pelosi, Ilhan Omar.
Oh yeah, all of them.
Entire Democratic Party.
But oh yeah, they've got this stuff smeared on it, the antibodies from ostriches and then some fluorescent chemicals, so it will glow under black light. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I am I crazy? Did I just hear you say that you're literally they are working on having a gun?
Uh-huh.
That is automated so that if you're not the owner, then it won't work.
Fire. Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you should go to next. Go to rightwingmedia.net and read some of this stuff. gets even weirder. Huffington Post. Some QAnon believers. Okay, and QAnon kind of crazy. Think JFK. is alive and disguised himself as Trump at the Arizona rally, which the Daily Beast reported a similar story for the Arizona rally of President Trump, former president, where Steve Bannon was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Steve Bannon was torching Fox News for not airing the rally. But we've got that at rightwingmedia.net.
God. See?
Oh, yeah.
This is exactly why they suffer from TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Trump Derangement Syndrome. They miss Trump so much that they want to poke at JFK now and say, oh, he's the JFK, he's JFK. Well, Trump's this, Trump's that. They're doing anything and everything just to try to validate their excuse. I hate to say this, Scott, but this is what their Democratic Party's become.
Well, you know, it gets
even pretending that JFK is alive. Well,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but I was going to say, I watched the video of the JFK assassination. The sniper literally hit him.
Yeah.
Dead on, straight got him, shot him. Straight dead on. You like that right there would be no way. Pardon my French, but no flipping way. There's no way that after JFK got sniped the way he got sniped, and God rest his soul, he would ever be able to come back from the dead. This isn't like Michael Jackson Thriller TV shows or whatever. This isn't a video game. You can't, he's gone, folks. JFK is gone. Yes, JFK, God rest his soul, was a good president, a good man. He's gone. And this is what the Democrats are doing. Again, smokescreen, Scott.
Yeah.
More smokescreen.
Well, that's why even the Daily Beast, which is a left-wing website, said this. They had an article, there are 100 million reasons why no one trusts Nancy Pelosi. And Fox Business, rather than just Fox News, get this one, is comparing Biden's liberal policies may lead to permanent supply chain crises, former White House economist warns. And Biden himself is facing more ridicule. I can't believe.
Of course.
He compared
look at what
the. Yeah, look at what on Monday.
He
compared to
American
the
supplies.
Yeah, but
he's
he
killing America's supplies, food.
But listen
toilet
to this.
Paper.
He compared on Monday on the MLK Day, the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, and said that George Floyd's death was more important. What? I mean, oh yeah, he doesn't know what
oh,
he is.
Oh, that's white privilege.
Doing.
I'm sorry.
No,
that is white privilege. That is his. No, I'm sorry. Not white privilege. That's his liberal privilege. Good God Almighty! Can you do you hear yourself saying this? This
oh,
is
yeah.
what he's saying. Is oh well, guess what? Martin Luther King, a black man that protested peacefully. And may I remind you, use the word again, peacefully. He peacefully demonstrated. He walked down all of down towards, and he got arrested multiple times by the police, but they had to let him go because there was no evidence. They couldn't get him on anything except that he was a black man peacefully protesting to prove a point that exactly people like BLM, the alleged Black Lives Matter, and it is not a representation of how you should do things. It is not. And when, you know, you get like dust particle Biden, and I'm sorry, I'm agitated a little bit right now with this, but when you get dust particle Biden saying that MLK's death is nothing, well, excuse me, Missy, but your brain means nothing to us. What you say, Biden, means nothing to us. And I'm
well,
going to finish this by saying this.
Yeah.
BLM stands for Biden allegedly likes minors.
Oh,
there is
well,
no black
I don't know
black
how, he,
matter
how much he likes them.
What happened when Martin Luther King did this? He
yeah.
got arrested for being peaceful. What did George
now,
Floyd get? Well, George
Romeo,
Floyd got a mouthful of fentanyl.
We've got to and continue it perhaps next Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Actually, Tuesday, I believe. Yeah, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific time and so on with the Romeo Show. But in 30 minutes, it's going to be the premiere. Well, not the premiere. Yeah, it will be the premiere. God's Everlasting Love Radio with Juliet. On behalf of Romeo Hill and myself, Scott Hum, this has been RightWingMedia.net Radio.